New documents reveal the police knew its controversial armed response team trial was flawed from the beginning. Following last year's mosque shootings, the police launched a six-month armed response team trial as a way to tackle a rise in gun crime. But a One News investigation has revealed that the police were repeatedly told trialling armed officers on a patrol would not be worthwhile. Documents showed that researchers who were in charge of evaluating the trial had raised concerns about its length and the lack of baseline data before it had even started. Police Commissioner Andrew Costa says no evaluation can determine the right style of policing for New Zealand.
The key learning that I believe we can take away from the trial is how does a capability that was set up in the way this one was impact in terms of our response on the front line. So it's quite an operational learning. I don't believe it can answer the ultimate question, which is what's the right thing for us to do.
So what can determine whether these trials are needed, acceptable, run properly? I mean, if you're not going to get that from this trial, how on earth will you do that?
The question we're trying to answer here is really, what is the right way to ensure New Zealand Police can respond to the environment that we have with firearms at the moment, and how do we do that in a way that is acceptable to communities in terms of the style of policing that we want? That really is a conversation with communities and a conversation with our people based on what we learn from things such as this, what we know from the way our Armed Offender Squad model works, landing on something that everybody can be happy with.
So why wasn't that conversation had before you put these trials in place, which obviously caused a lot of alarm for some particularly Māori Pacific communities?
It's probably not that useful for me as a new commissioner to comment on the past, but what I can promise is we'll not be moving forward without a clear understanding of community expectations about the style of policing that they would have.
Well, that seems to be you suggesting that the previous administration should have done that. Is that what you're saying?
I'm only giving you what my commitment would be.
Let me put it another way. If you were in charge at the time this trial was mooted, you would have done that in hindsight?
Well, it's a hypothetical point, and it's easy in hindsight. What I can say is that into the future, we will be talking to communities about things of this significance before we embark on them.
Right, so this is the key point, isn't it? Is that at some point, do you see New Zealand... We have these conversations, you do some more work, trials, whatever it is going to need to move to more of these armed response teams because we are seeing an increase in gun violence. Is that something New Zealand needs to get its head around?
I've been very open with my view that I believe the style of policing that is right for New Zealand is a generally unarmed police service, and it would be a very high threshold for me to move away from that position.
How are you going to know that you get the balance right? How are you going to know that a future armed response team that you might need is going to work if you haven't got the proper trial data? It seems to be suggesting you need a longer trial, don't you?
No, I'm not saying that, and I'm not necessarily saying that the answer here is armed response teams. In fact, I think we need to be very open-minded about what the answer is. Ultimately, the key here is, can our people access the equipment and are the skills available that they need to be able to respond appropriately to an incident when it occurs? There are a lot of different ways to achieve that. We presently have our AOS, which is available to be called out in response to these incidents. It's a question of, is that model adequate, or is there something else that needs to be available?
Right. So you seem to be signalling that there are alternatives to this idea of the armed response teams being in cars, being visible, being driving around, or whatever. Can you be a bit more give us a bit more detail about what that might look like, or what your thinking could be?
I've got a very open mind about what that looks like, but for me, what's important is, do we have the skills, the experience, the equipment available to our people when it's needed? How that might be provided, there are actually a lot of different ways. And at the end of whatever we do learn from this evaluation, we will be considering the options. There has been a very strong reflection about armed response teams, and it seems to me that there was concerns about the appropriateness of that style of policing, and I'm really open to hearing from communities about that.
That was the Police Commissioner Andrew Costa there.